Welcome back to the AI and Beyond for Business podcast. It's 2026, we've made it, and software has changed. It now just doesn't help you work, but actually does a lot of the work for you. I'm once again here with Yuri Yakovlev, the Chief AI Officer at Zasmic. He's the expert that companies call to automate a lot of the heavy lifting from customer service to actually writing code. Yuri, welcome. You've spent every day helping businesses run on autopilot. So I'm wondering, is the era of doing things manually slowly coming to an end?
Hello, Aram. Nice to see you again. The era of doing things manually, no, it's not over yet. We still need human involvement into most processes. However, we are way ahead of where we were a year ago in terms of automation, processes, and AI tools usage. Just wanted to remind how a year ago, or maybe 2 years ago, we all were excited about the possibility to have auto-generated text in the ChatGPT. Now it's something we do not do. Usually we rely on some automations, tools, AI agents, and that is somewhere in the past.
Yeah, absolutely. And technology moves really fast. And I'm wondering from your side, what's that one AI tool or habit that, like you mentioned, just being able to write an email last year was quite fascinating. And it feels kind of old-fashioned today, but I'm wondering what is something that's come up that's actually surprised you quite a bit?
For me, it's surprising how fast things are moving. New protocols of interaction between AI agents and the whole terminology and the approach of AI agents, which we hear and use these days. And it's surprising how technology could go far and do most of our routine work. So that's exciting. That's why we learn how to use all this on a daily basis to apply that for our work, our products, our services.
Yeah, just going back to our conversation last year, you were talking about six-legged horses that were coming out of AI as well, and you kind of alluded that as a potential downfall at that time of AI hallucinating and producing results which seem to go against common sense. I also want to understand where you are on that right now. Are we still seeing six-legged horses, or are we coming back to the regular four-legged horse now?
Well, we're still somewhere in between. However, the situation improved significantly as of our previous discussion. I see people are still trying to build six-legged horses when it is not needed. Mm-hmm. I see a lot of companies or individuals pushing AI to all the areas and spheres, even where it's not needed. And I ask myself first, when we are doing those projects, what actual task we are trying to solve? What technology stack should we use there to solve the task? What is the manual process we are going to automate? Not to use technology because of the existence of this technology, but in an attempt to try to solve the real problem. And only that we choose which AI solution to use.
A lot of business owners are perhaps creating what looks fancy or what might seem useful, but really isn't to their business, to business outcomes, to return on investment. As a consequence, they end up perhaps blowing money on technology and AI they don't need. What do you think are those critical building blocks to actually figuring out what kind of AI your organization can actually benefit from?
Currently, organizations can benefit from automation of workflows. We are doing inertially some manual things, like searching of email in your mailbox, or writing meeting notes after the meeting, or copy-pasting different data spreadsheets from one file to another and then to CRM system. All that is a great cases to automate right now using tools which are available. Otherwise, we are not using those tools by maximum. If you are still doing data entry manually from email to CRM, it's not the way it should be done these days. I would suggest companies to consider using AI agents to automate workflows, mm-hmm. not only for chats or summarization of messages. Imagine LLM is like an engine of great sports car, and you put that engine on the bicycle. That's how we use LLM these days using the chat interface. Or imagine the same engine which you put into a nice Mercedes. That's how we use AI agents. So now we use AI agents to automate workflows. We make sure we use them to interact between different systems. We build connectors to different systems. That helps us to be more effective on our day-to-day work.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that analogy of taking a sports car engine, which is an LLM, and then attaching a cycle to it, which essentially means you're not fully utilizing the power that AI can offer as well. I think an example of what we've seen on the agent side, something I experienced with Gemini Enterprise, for example, was the ability to build not just singular agents, but orchestrators, which had sub-agents beneath them, which could essentially take over the role or at least help in the role of a particular department. So one example would be a marketing orchestrator we built, which was able to create images, create SEO optimized descriptions, and create short videos to launch a campaign for new product. So it's quite fascinating to see how you can almost bundle up a bunch of things within AI agents over the last year. And since you did actually mention that manual work is still going to be there. We talk a lot about human in the loop when it comes to AI. Definitely is still a critical part of it. I'm still wondering what that part of the human being in the loop is essential for you. What is that one skill that humans bring into this that cannot yet be replaced by computers, LLMs, AI?
Judgment of results in the final decisions. I would say I use AI tools. I trust them, but I would like to make final decisions myself based on my experience, based on my intuition. However, what is it all about? So, for example, when we use AI automate processes, should the human still be in the loop, or can we trust those AI agents or workflows? In what we see and how we work with that, we make step-by-step improvements. So we measure results, then we make decisions. If you as a company would like to implement some AI solutions and you're afraid that it will make too many decisions, and if you need a human in the loop, try to not automate everything at once, try to do step by step and measure results and see the quality of your results you will get out of the AI tool. If that is about meeting notes, that's one step. You can check were they accurate enough, or you would prefer to write the manual. If that the summarization of information, you also can check and measure results and see how accurate those results are. If that's the auto responses to your clients, you also can manage that and roll out not all of your audience, not all of your clients, but some segment of that and see the quality. How will it impact your business? How it will impact your results? And then at some point, you will come up to the solution where most of processes in your company automated, because there are many AI tools now, AI possibilities. There are many ways to do the same thing. And you should choose the one which will fit your company, your personal goals. And that really helped. That approach helps us on a daily basis in our company, and we apply similar approaches to our customers.
And when you talk to business owners about this, about setting goals for how they want their technology or their AI to work for them, how well do you think current AI applications are able to already fulfill that need of keeping customers in the loop, creating confidence within those customers and business owners of making sure that the AI does have their best interest, that keeps their data secure and also works efficiently in achieving those goals?
So we see that current AI solutions are powerful enough. We get more functionality. We see the tendency that companies develop personalized solutions which fulfill their company needs. Instead of purchasing expensive third-party solutions, companies now invest in automating their personal workflows, And now it is possible much faster and easier than it was some time before. Also, we can go into multiple directions and consider AI not one system or one agent. We are talking about multi-agentic systems. We are talking about multi-purposes decisions. And that involves new protocols, new ways to communicate between those agentic systems, and new possibilities.
Yeah, absolutely. And with such sophisticated multi-agentic systems coming out there in the market, it essentially takes away some of the grunt work, definitely, maybe even supports a lot of the decision-making at the top. But I'm wondering for the millions of, you know, young graduates that actually come and join these organizations, and sometimes this grunt work was a process of actually learning and growing into certain roles. So I'm wondering how you think the role of the junior employee is changing once they're coming into these organizations that are AI native or using AI extensively.
First of all, I noticed junior developers grow faster these days because they have many more tools. If 10 years ago, to find an answer on my question, I had to do multiple searches, talk to community of developers, asking questions to third-party forums, now I can get immediate answer. The tricky part here is to analyze results you've got. If you work with assistants which help you do such kind of tasks like coding, you need to analyze what you get. Is it the solution for your goal or not? The advantage of this solution, you get results faster. But you should consider yourself like an orchestrator. You still should assess those results you get from AI tool and learn from them. The more involved you are into that learning process, the faster you will grow. I saw multiple examples as junior developers showed some great results because they have logical mind. They might be not having so much experience in the frameworks and libraries, and there where AI tool can help you. However, when we are talking about production-ready enterprise-level solutions, that is where experience still matters. That is where more experienced colleagues should still help you to make those decisions right, because that's all based on experience and best practices. Not always AI can help you with these solutions. So as a junior, you should use tools to maximum. We have them all available. No need to do all this stuff manually. And just review the results, understand those results. And then your skills will improve and your possibilities and capacities will improve as well.
That totally makes sense. I want to slightly shift the conversation going into software as a service. I think over the last week or so, from a financial or economic perspective, we've seen stocks for a lot of software companies like Salesforce, Adobe, LegalZoom actually drop quite a bit. And a lot of software companies, investors are fearing that AI agents that any organization can just build internally can now do a lot of the work rather than requiring this expensive software. So I want to get your thought as someone, you know, who builds these systems. Do you agree that the era of actually buying software from third parties is ending and being replaced by renting out agents from marketplace?
Renting out agents from marketplace makes sense and makes more sense these days. Still, complex systems are still needed because you have certain flows in your organization. You cannot drop it immediately. However, you can personalize that solution. Instead of teaching your personnel how to use large system with all that possibilities, data entry, filling in some forms and input fields, you can build autonomous solution for your company. What I see large SaaS platforms provide MCP servers, they provide AI agents. They also try to be on top of technologies. However, in parallel, I see indie developers, smaller companies, invest into developing personalized solutions because it's cheaper, it's solve their tasks, and they can impact how they would like to see those results without the need to contact customer support service or invest into expensive subscriptions. Still, usage of AI should be measured, and you should consider, is it a good decision for your company or not? So there is no yes and no answer. In all cases, it's individual. However, what we see, people are using AI agents, AI workflows, automatizations. They go into alternative direction.
And I'm wondering if you have any words of advice to give to companies that are solely software as a service to be able to handle these changes that are going to happen with AI agents coming in and renting agents becoming an option. What would you suggest to them to look out for the next few years?
First of all, possibilities of integrations. So we should admit, we all use AI agents and we all automate our workflows. Most IT companies are doing this these days. And larger companies should provide possibilities of integrations for that. We shouldn't reject that fact that we are here and we use an AI agents. And the more possibilities we will have, the more advanced usage of those systems will be. I would focus on automation of workflows, building some real scenarios which gives more value to smaller companies or to clients. You should always think, what is the value I give to my client? Then go into that direction. Listen to your customers and make their life easier.
Yeah, I think even in our last conversation, I remember you talking about putting the customer hat on when you're actually building some of these agents. And again, you've mentioned how listening to the customers is an essential thing, which at times might mean not going down the AI route on certain use cases, and because ultimately it solves a problem for them. So not just putting in AI to show multiple features on your SaaS or your application, but actually finding a meaningful way for your customer to be able to use AI. I appreciate your time today. I want to end with a question about the work you're doing. I know you're always in building mode as well. So for the coming year, what are some ambitious projects you're working on within Zasmic or with customers which you can share with us?
Well, we automate the work of our department. And that initiative started a couple of years ago as a mate or bot which can answer simple questions for our employees. But now we use that tool to automate workflows. We rethink the architecture. We use a multi-agentic approach. And we use knowledge graph. And we make it possible to automate workflows in a way that employees of our company can have immediate answers on possible questions. And routine work, which many people had to do in background, is automated to maximum. So that's kind of solution we work on right now. And I'm excited about how far we go with that. And achievements on that project and new approaches we apply to other projects which we work on.
Thank you so much, Yuri, for your time. I really appreciate you coming on once again and talking to our audience about AI, and particularly with the changes coming thanks to a lot of AI agents and how the marketplace is changing. To everyone listening, thank you so much. And we'll definitely be back next year to see how AI agents in it are doing and what's coming next. That was Yuri Yakovlev, Chief AI Officer at Zasmic. What struck me the most in today's conversation was Yuri's redefinition of the role of the junior employee. We often fear that AI replaces roles, but he argues that junior roles are actually growing faster because they're evolving into orchestrators. They aren't just writing code anymore, they're assessing the output. The primary skill is shifting from creation to judgment. So as you look at your own organization this week, ask yourself, are you still training your team to be better manual workers, or are you training them to be better editors, better decision makers? I'm Aram Sarfraz. Thanks for listening to the AI and Beyond for Business podcast. Until next time.